Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. I'm Richard Dugan in studio, and on the line we have John Hennigan out in the field. We also have with us two great guests, a gentleman, a returner that we haven't talked with in quite a long time, Tophile Bourgeois of Bourgeois Fishing Charters in New Orleans, and we'll also be talking with Jason Grupp. He's a guide out at Alisal Ranch. And John, let's kick things off with Tophile.
Kick it off on the bayou, son.
Absolutely.
Tophile, this is John. Pleasure to have you on.
Hey, man.
I wanted
same
to bring
here.
Jason in today because Jason and I just finished up a trip, a real fun adventure to East Cape, and we're looking for more interesting, exciting places to go to next year. So we'd like to hear from you about your operation, what the fishing's all about, time of the year, and, you know, just go ahead and give us your whole speech, and, you know, maybe we can stop in Marlins on the way down.
No doubt, man. Well, there's a lot going on down the bayou right now. We got lots of redfish, lots of speckled trout here all year long. That's one good thing about living down here in the bayou. There's no really closed season. You know, we fish all year. So I don't know how them guys up north in Alaska and Canada do it, man, because they had a hard time, I bet. But down here, man, we eating gumbo and jambalaya and grilling some fish and balling shrimp all year. So it's all big fun down here for sure, man. And since me and you talked, we started doing something different. Right now, we're the only ones on the Gulf Coast offering seaplane flights out to the Chandelier Islands, which the Chandelier has always been, since I've been a kid, people's always talked about how great the fishing's been out there because it's so secluded. And now I have the opportunity to experience that firsthand. And it is that. It's secluded. It's way out there. You know, it's about 30 miles out in the Gulf. But it's just a bunch of barrier islands, man. 55 miles of barrier islands. It's the true Cajun Caribbean.
Tophile, Richard here. Obviously, I would never recommend this, but it seems to me like ever since the spill back a few years back, that things have turned around and are even better than before.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely better in a sense of, everything goes in cycles. Mm-hmm. From deer hunting to duck hunting to fishing. And right now, our shrimp on the top end, catching a lot of shrimp, a lot of blue crabs, and the fishing is also excellent also. So, I mean, it's just, I think we're on a good hump right now. And since all that bad stuff,
right,
it's been thumbs up, you know, two thumbs up. So it's been some really great fishing. We really in some big, big fish, some big speckled trout, some big bull reds in right now, and things that we haven't been seeing in a few years. And I don't, you know, I'm not blaming nothing on the spill side, but just in general, since I've been doing this for almost 19 years now, and it's like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. Some years it's just kind of crazy, man. You scratch your head and like, what's going on? Why am I catching fish? And then you get two, 3 years of some top-end stuff, and that's where we've been. Last year is pretty good. This year is even better than last year. So it's kind of like, all right, we're hoping next year will be even more better.
Well, we also know that the weather can play a real big impact on fishing just about anywhere. But, I mean, you've got a huge body of water, the Gulf of Mexico there, and you have hurricanes that roll in there. And I know that we're just wrapping up hurricane season. I think it just ended 1st of November. So things are calming down from that standpoint, and it's really making fishing and all the other seafood gathering, all that much better.
Oh, definitely, man. Now, no doubt we had a tropical storm, Karen, / maybe it was a hurricane. We don't know what happened. But it did come right on our back door, and it put some strange, crazy high water on us. 6 more inches, I'd have been flooded. I mean, it was close to being flooded from Karen. But when that north wind topped her off, man, we had water so high, we were catching mangrove snapper in the marsh. We were catching all kind of crazy stuff. So, I mean, that gave us a whole new fluctuation of bait fish and shrimp and crabs and, you know, every species we were catching. And even species we don't normally catch in the bayou, we was catching from the high tide.
Wow.
And they're still here. So, I mean, that's great. You know, we got a great, the shrimpers are doing good, so everybody's doing good. And, you know, I love tropical depressions, kind of. That's it. I don't like hurricanes. I've been flooded 4 times in the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
So it hasn't been fun. You know, so, and this year, I need about 4 or 5 years of no flooding.
Yeah, that would be nice.
To have some fun.
How often do you go out on these charters?
Which ones? The boat or the punch?
So you have long range type of charters out into further out into the Gulf?
No, actually, I don't think we do in the Gulf. I go by seaplane in the Gulf.
Okay.
I'm fishing in Barrier Island and you just wade fishing. So I fly you out there and we jump out the plane and we just walk the backside, the calm side of the little islands. So it's a lot of sight casting. If you're a fly fisherman, this is something you want to do on your bucket list. You want to get out there and we'll fly over and you'll see sometimes 2,000-3,000 bull reds laying out on flats. And we're just laying, and we walk to them and sight cast them.
Wow.
So that's a wintertime kind of fishing. And as far as inside, like the bay fishing inside, our limits on speckled trout are 25 a person on speckled trout and 5 a person on redfish. So that's really liberal, man. That's a lot of fish.
And do you have any, say, I mean, we've got the holidays right on top of us now. Any holiday specials or anything of that nature? I mean, just going down there and having a great day of fishing is special. But what about your charter business and the work you're doing down there?
Yeah, definitely. Right now, what she's doing this time of year is, honestly, winter months gets a little, our off-season. I'll start deer hunting here in a few weeks.
Okay.
In a week, we still fish. All my guys are still working. We still got running six charter captains out of here, but I try to do a little bit deer hunting. But it does slow up, so we do offer, like, little specials. So you go to the website, she's got little discounts and different little packages trying to entice people to come down. We're doing a city. We're only located 19 miles from Bourbon Street, so you know we're really close to the city.
Not bad.
So we got a little bit of everything.
Could you give us a typical day? I went down there and fished with you one day, and I saw your camp. Give us a typical day if someone arrives at Bourgeois Charters, what they do and what their process is, what you fish for, and how you do it.
Well, right now, I'll tell you my guys today. I have some guys today actually come in. They come in from New York, but they're from France. They come here, and they were kind of half drunk, but it's okay. They come from the French Quarter. But typically they arrived today. They stayed in the quarter. They arrived this morning. We met here about 6:30. We jumped in a boat. We had sandwiches for them, soft drinks in there for them, fishing tackle, everything. We went out there. They went catch a limit of redfish. They caught some blue catfish. Believe it or not, caught some catfish and reds, a handful of speckled trout. They came back in about 12:30. They were done, and we filleted the fish up, and now they actually chefs studying New Orleans culture. So they're bringing the fish back to the city, and they're going to cook it. But then that's pretty interesting. And the other groups, they actually went down the bayou to the restaurant. There's a little restaurant down there. They're getting some cook over there, and they have another group actually staying here. So I have my own chef that stays here with us. And she's making some redfish coubillon, some grilled redfish tonight, and some gumbo and jambalaya. So everybody's doing it up down here, man. So everybody's got their own little plans. But, you know, that's a typical day on the bayou, man. Have a beer and relax.
Sounds great and tasty. Quite tasty.
Jason, I don't think you fished there, have you?
No, I've never been to Louisiana, but I'd like to.
Well, do you have any questions for Tofield if we want to go down there?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. I want to get a big old redfish. I'd get fishing them with the fly rod. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. You have a hookworm and a fly rod. Where you fish? What state you normally fish in?
Mostly California, but we go down to Mexico a lot, too. We just got back.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, we're doing redfish out, you know, big redfish out, you know, off of the Chandelier Islands and small redfish inside. But redfish are pit bull to bayou, man. They don't like being caught. You know? They don't like it because they put their head down and grind it out, too. And some of them fight to the death. You can't even revive them. You know, they're just so dedicated. You know, and that's what I love about them. I try to save them, but if they don't, the barbecue pit ain't mad about that, you know. So we'll grill them up. The ones that don't make it don't go to waste. So we'll eat them up for sure. But, yeah, you got to come down here and come do a little fishing with us, huh? You'd like that, something different.
Well, I'll tell you
what would you say would be your best month?
It depends what species you want. If you want big bull reds, you want some trophy fish, honestly, mid-December all the way to March is your bigger fish for sight casting for fly rods. And then as it warms up in the spring, we'll still catch them, but the fish kind of pull off them sandy flats, and you start throwing top waters and stuff like that in the, you know, off those Barry Islands. And as far as the bayou fishing, you can fish all year long for redfish. They're just going to range from 16 inches to 24 inches, you know, which is a great eaters, but where I fly out to, there's nothing under 30 pounds.
Well, let me ask you, before we run out of time, tell us how we can get a hold of you and Bourgeois Charters in New Orleans.
Well, the best way, man, go to the website, neworleansfishing.com. If not, you go to Facebook. It's Bourgeois Fishing Charters on Facebook. So either one, you'll see up-to-date fishing reports, all the information you want to do, and that's the best way to get us, man.
Well, Tofield, thank you so much for joining us on the program. Jason, you stay right where you are as well as John Hennigan. And we'll come back with more with Jason Grupp and John Hennigan here on Fish Talk. I'm Richard Dugan, sitting in the main seat here at the control room, and we'll be back. This is Fish Talk Radio.
The Santa Barbara Channel offers some of the most productive sport fishing in the world. Channel Island Sport Fishing offers the most boats to enjoy it. Call 805-383-1612. At Channel Island Sport Fishing, you pick the time and place you want to go. Nearshore halibut, calico bass, and rockfish, or fish the Channel Islands for white sea bass and yellowtail. For whale watching and private charters, Channel Island Sport Fishing in Oxnard has clean, modern boats with professional, friendly crews. Make your reservations for a deep sea adventure by calling 805-383-1612.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
Lake Cochuma is a California treasure. Bald eagles, deer, egrets, foxes, wild turkeys play on the banks and in the trees. Red ear, bluegill, bass, and catfish inhabit the waters. Rainbow trout are planted on a regular basis and easily caught from boat or shore. Lake Cochuma Boat Rentals is a key to a successful day on the lake. Call 805-688-4040 for information. Tackle, skiff, or pontoon boat rental. Call Craig at 688-4040. 20 minutes north of Santa Barbara, Cochuma Boat Rentals for a day to remember.
World-class golf, fishing, and diving in the clear, warm waters of the Sea of Cortez with a true five-star resort. The Grand Heritage Hotel and Resort at Costa Baja, great value and without the hustle of other parts of Baja. On the white sand beach with Espiritu Santos Island minutes away. Signature restaurants, pools, and accommodations for an intimate weekend, weddings, or corporate events. On the web at Costa Baja. BajaResort.com.
It's a beautiful day. What do you say? Let's go fishing. What a wonderful way to spend the day just a fishing. The water on the lake. Smooth as glass, let's go fishing. The water on the lake is smooth as glass. We might get you sunny, we might get you bass. Oh, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Let's go fishing.
Come on, let's go fishing.
Fish, you know that's true. Most important thing in my life, of course, next to you. And most of my stuff is as good as yours, right down to my favorite lure. I love you, honey. It might be hard, but it really makes me nervous when you touch my rod.
Fish Talk Radio, that's what you're listening to. I'm Richard Dugan, your guest host in studio with John Hennigan out in the field, and he's on the line along with our guest for this segment, Jason Grupp with Alisal Ranch. And we left Teofile Bourgeois back in New Orleans, but we're not finished talking about New Orleans.
Well, Jason, again, thanks. Yeah, it's been a long time since we've talked, at least a couple of days.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't too long that we were down together. I'm feeling good. I want to thank you and Real Fun Adventures for an amazing trip down to the East Cape.
Well, it was. You know, we'll be honest, and it's not the best fishing I've ever done in East Cape. Maybe it's been the worst. But even if it's worse, it's fantastic.
Well, I don't have too many bad things to say about a 175-pound striped marlin, a 50-pound rooster fish, and several big dorados. That wasn't too slow.
we did
pretty good.
But anyway, let's talk for a minute about New Orleans. I did get the opportunity to go back one time and spend a day with Teofile, and it's something completely different. I don't know how many people that are listening to us have ever been there, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that would like to go. First of all, like he said, I think he was 19 miles south of downtown New Orleans. And I think if we put a trip together, we may have to spend a night or two in New Orleans.
Yeah, I need to get me one of those hurricanes. I think that's how I'd start things out.
But it is completely different. That, you know, that the bayou down there, you know, you're fishing in water that's only maybe a couple feet deep. And it's very interesting. It's kind of like bass fishing. You know, the technique, you know, the way that they do it, it's very similar, you know, to what the, you know, the bass tournaments are when you're catching redfish. Now, redfish, by the way, are sport fish, so that if you want it to eat it, you almost have to, you know, they're hard, they're difficult to find. But getting some yourself, and they are tasty, especially the way they prepare them down there. And something else, you know, he was excited about dinner, and we were having, was it red beans and cornbread or something like that? And I thought, gee, that's exciting. But it was fantastic. It was really good. But anyway, it's a whole different thing. And I think that we ought to make an attempt to see if we can put a real fun trip together for New Orleans, maybe in the spring. But we'll talk about that and post that and talk about it some more.
That'd be great. I think that type of fishing can cater to a lot of different types of fishermen, from fly fishermen to traditional spin cast, whatever we need to do. So there's a lot of different options there.
That would be great. Now, you and I had the opportunity to go to East Cape together. You brought some people down and you went out, and your specialty is fly fishing. And, you know, I know that what you mentioned about going out on the cruisers and, you know, the variety of fish that you can pull in down there. But then you decided that you wanted to take some ATVs and run up and down the beach. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, that was an adventure. We had one heck of a time. But, yeah, we spent 2 days on the cruisers catching Dorado, Marlin, and Roosters. And then the third day we rented quads, and me and a friend went way down the beach to good areas for rooster fish. But didn't find rooster, but we hit grouper, ladyfish, sierras, many different species, and we also caught two jacks right at the end, which was incredible. And we caught them both on fly and spinning rods, but it was a neat experience. We just strapped our rods to the side of the quad and took off down the beach. That's one of the beauties of Mexico. And, you know, towards the end of the trip, it got really adventurous. It was getting dark, and one of the quads snapped a belt. So I ended up putting my buddy on the back of my quad, and we made our way a few miles down the beach in the dark, two of us on this quad. It turned into quite an adventure, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, that's the main thing. It is an adventure. And even if you didn't have much luck, it's fun to run up and down those flat, sandy, beautiful beaches, you know, for sight fishing in the surf.
Yeah, it was so ideal to be on the quad, and such a nice addition to getting off the boat for 2 days and just spending some time on the beach. And it was just a perfect way to kind of round off the trip and end up doing a lot of surf fishing. And, you know, everywhere we stopped, we were getting bites. Those beaches were just loaded down there with fish.
You can access these areas with a boat. But, you know, there's a lot of fish, and as we all know, that there's a lot of fish in the ocean, but they tend not to be, they usually like to be either near the beach or near structure, or sometimes just out in blue water where the bait is. But, the idea of just cruising up and down the beach, now, can you see the fish before you stop, or do you just say, this looks like a good spot?
Yeah, we tried to see fish, and we did spot some. The way we found some of the hotter spots was watching fish jumping after bait fish. So my eyes were kind of scanning back and forth from the closer ways looking for roosters, and then I'd scan out and look for bait fish jumping or other fish come flying out of the water when they're taking bait, and that was actually easier for us to see. We could see a bunch of different species coming out eating bait. And so we'd shut down the quad and start casting, and boom, whack a couple fish right there. So it worked out just great to be on those quads. And you know, not only are you fishing and having fun, riding a quad down the beach in Mexico is not so bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been going down as, you know, real fun to East Cape for more than a few years. Tell us a little bit about where you stayed.
What we see?
No, where the resort?
De Cortez?
Yeah, no, the Palmas de Cortez, yes.
Yeah, the resort's phenomenal. It's perfect. You know, our from the airport to get to. So we flew into Los Cabos and took a van out to the resort. It was about an hour drive and just a piece of cake to get there. And the resort just did a great job. We would we brought in all our fish after being on the Sport Fisher. We brought in Dorado and Pompano and a few other species. For $8 per person, they cooked up all our fish three different ways. Ceviche appetizers, grilled it for us, did it Cajun style. All the sides for $8 a person. It didn't get any better than that. And a couple shots of tequila with that fish wasn't so bad either. So beautiful pool to lay by. Most of the rooms overlooked the pool and the ocean. Look up to the sunrise. It couldn't be much better. And getting on the Sport Fisher in the morning couldn't have been easier. There's a pier right in front of the resort. You walk out on the end of the pier, the captain swings in, you jump on the boat, and any better. It's perfect.
Well, you and I have talked a lot in the past about women anglers joining the sport. And Karen, who is the promotions manager for Fish Talk Radio, her and her husband came down, and her dad. And she was a bit concerned about coming down because she didn't know if there was going to be another woman there. But a lot of people brought their wives. A lot of the wives got on the boat, as, you know, Karen and her husband and her dad. They were like little kids out there. It was awesome. And her dad, Murray, he had a smile on his face the whole time. He caught a sailfish, and he couldn't have asked for anything more.
John, it looks like we've lost Jason. I'll ask Paul to see if we can't get a ring back from him.
Not a problem. Paul can try and get him back on the line again.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go ahead and continue, you know, with our story. There's Jason and a couple of his guys and, you know, some real fun people, and Karen and her husband and her dad. We went out together fishing, and it was the conditions were not that great because for whatever reason this year, they had one storm after another one. And I think their rainfall is at least three times normal for down here, which is still not a lot by comparative standards. But the nice thing is everything is green. And that the area, that East Cape area, is about, I think it's about 5-6 miles the Bay of the Palms,
right?
Which is, you know, known mostly as East Cape, and Los Burritos is a small town in the middle that kind of reminds me of what Carlos San Nicolas was 30 years ago.
Mm. Well, let me ask you before we go back to Jason. Let me ask you: how do you determine where your real fun adventures are going to go? Do you kind of put a list of 100 places, and then
found another one when we touch a Tarsia?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have Jason back on the line with us.
Good. Hey, Jason, sorry we got you back. Sorry we lost you. But anyway, I was just telling him about Karen and her dad going out. She was thinking she might be the only girl down there, but it turned out that wasn't the case, and it is a great place for anybody.
Yeah, no, I think she had a great time, and there were lots of women having a good time, and I even told my wife when I got home that it'd be a place that I think she'd really love to go to. So I think she might try and join in on the next trip. We'll see.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we got to set a date for that, because I think we're going to change it. It might be either a different trip or do the same but a little bit different, because you specialize in fly fishing, and it's still, you know, as long as they've been trying to do it, it's still not as popular as it should be. And, you know, there's been a lot of people that are down there for years that, you know, that do the ATV on the beach. And we want to be a little bit careful about what's legal and what's not. But I would just say that let's not get into technicalities, but what you did is a lot of fun.
Well, we're into our last minute here, and normally what we like to do, Jason, is have our guests give contact information so that we can get in touch with you. You're with Alisal Ranch, so tell us how we can get in touch with you.
The easiest way is my website, which is www.breakwatertours.com, B-R-E-A-K, watertours.com, and that lists the different trips that I specialize in, and be happy to help anybody go on any of these amazing trips we go on. It's a lot of fun.
Well, fantastic. I've only been on one fishing trip myself. It was a lot of fun, and I'm still a novice, still learning, and so I would encourage people to get in hold of you. Jason Grupp with Alisal Ranch, John Hennigan with Fish Talk Radio on the line with us, and we'll be coming back with more here on Fish Talk Radio. I'm Richard Dugan, sitting in here in the catbird seat, so to speak, and we'll be back with more Fish Talk Radio.
Honey, that sounds like rain. Hurry up, woman. Getting young is this go.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
For more than a century, sport fishermen have led the charge for conservation. From trout to marlin, anglers have worked to protect our natural resources and establish successful programs that benefit fish and fishermen. Today, this legacy is at risk unless we step up and lead the fight for real world conservation. That's what the Sport Fishing Conservancy is all about, doing what's best for fish and fishing and making sure anglers get the credit we deserve. Check out the Sport Fishing Conservancy and find out how you can help at sportcon.org.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Want to make your drive more exciting? It starts with Shell V Power Premium Gasoline. It's Ferrari's choice for improved performance. Shell V Power removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. The result is the kind of performance that gives you more excitement behind the wheel. Choose Shell V Power Premium Gasoline today and let the excitement begin.
Fish Talk Radio. I'm Richard Dugan sitting in for John Hennigan, who is actually sitting somewhere probably warm and sunny and with a rod in the water and maybe even a cerveza or something of that nature. And we're talking fish here on Fish Talk Radio. We were talking with Jason, John, about Real Fun Adventures. How can people not only get involved with the various adventures that you have, but find out what adventures there are to get involved in?
Well, we are in the process of, we do have a new website up, and you can go to it and visit. It's not nearly complete, but within the next couple of weeks, I think that we'll have it nailed down. But they can always get in touch with us there, and if there's something that we're not doing, let us know what they want to do. We can do that. And it really is, the concept of a group trip, a group-hosted trip, you can leave your brains at home. You can leave your wallet at home. On most of these trips, and everything, you know, we just take care of you. And somebody that just checked out of the resort the other day and left his credit card there. And, actually, he was going to Costco and he went in there to pay for it. He didn't have his credit card. And I said, here you go. You know, and he goes, wow. And he goes, yeah, we take care of you. When you come on a real fun trip, we look after you.
Yeah. Well, there are places all over the country, if not all over the world, that do that. And some places are harder to say than others, like Lake Nacimiento. And we have Dana on the line from the lake.
Fantastic.
Yes,
Dana.
Hello. Hi.
We have John Hennigan on the line.
Dana, this is John. And what we'd like to do, I am familiar, and I think we've got a contest going, and no one has ever answered it. But you know, I think that, correct me, that the pronunciation is Nacimiento.
Yeah, Nacimiento.
Nacimiento.
Okay, so we've got a little thing going here where if anybody can send an email without going to Google it, if they can spell it correctly, they're going to win a prize.
There you go. Well, I'd lose because I mispronounced it already.
Of course, the real prize is the lake itself, which is located in South Central California. And I love that lake. First of all, it's big, and if you're looking just to go outdoors, I cannot imagine anything more that you'd be looking for. Give us an idea about the facilities you have and the opportunities you have there.
Well, if I heard you correctly, you said the facilities we have and how the lake is, because you're pretty quiet on your other end of the phone.
Yeah, that's what it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the facilities we have here are this. There is a county park. It's Nacimiento Resort. It's on the internet, nacimientoresort.com. And it's a county, full-service county park with camping, lodging, restaurant, and so you could have motorhomes, trailers, or you could actually run a lodge, or they actually have travel trailers that you can rent those to. And then we have a full-service marina with boat rentals, and we have fishing boats, ski boats, pontoon boats. And our lake is, unfortunately right now, because of the drought we've had the past couple years, we're at 25% capacity. But there's still a lot of lake left. Normally this lake is about 18 miles long, but right now we're at about 11 miles long. But the fishing has been pretty good lately. Actually, it's still what I would call 50-50. You'll have a great day, and then the next day, it's like, what happened?
Hmm. Well, you've got some, you know, the white bass are kind of interesting that you have in there. But, you know, my theory is, and I'm sticking to it, is that when the water goes down, the fish get concentrated.
When what?
When the water goes down, the fish get concentrated?
Well, that is true. The fish do get concentrated, but just one second. I'm on a radio.
We've got Dana from Lake Nacimiento. I hope I have pronounced that correctly.
The fish do get concentrated, but this lake is famous for its white bass. Mm-hmm. So when you see a boil of shad, you cannot get your hook off the fish quick enough, and you will catch another fish. Right. You know, it's just the white bass, once they start boiling,
right,
and you get some shad on top, you find a boil of shad, you are going to catch fish one after another. Right. And there's actually no limit on the amount of white bass you can catch at this lake.
Right.
But the rule is, if you catch a white bass, you either actually have to cut its throat if you take it with you, or you throw it right back in. You cannot transfer that bass in your boat alive anywhere.
And how do we get in touch with you and the lake to make reservations and experience this great place?
Well, all you got to do is go to nacimientoresort.com, and otherwise you just call this phone number, a direct line to Lake Nacimiento, which is 805 area code 237-4924, and we are open all year.
Wonderful. Dana, thank you so much. Appreciate your coming on the program today. We're going to move on over to Amy at Channel Island Sport Fishing. And Amy, welcome to Fish Talk Radio. I'm Richard Dugan with John Hennigan.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Amy, this is John Hennigan. I'm in Mexico. How come you're not here?
I was wondering why you're not here.
Oh, well, now you know why. But no, it's been awesome. And you know, the fishing down in Baja this last year has been one of the best. They've had a lot of storms that have kind of interfered with things a little bit, started early and stayed late. But I don't know if there's any correlation, but the fishing in the Channel Islands, and mostly off in California, has also been a banner year.
Yeah, it has. It's been a great season so far. You know, it's wrapping up, coming to an end right now, but it's been great. Sea bass, halibut, yellowtail. They've even had a couple sea bass and halibut still in the camps last week. So hopefully they'll continue to show up.
Well, I tell you, it's a great time of the year. As John is always wanting to tell everybody, that it's you got to get out there and start catching some of these fish.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about what you have going on right now as far as the charters and different specials and things of that nature.
Yeah. we have a 2-for-1 on the gentleman every single Tuesday. So you buy one ticket, you get your buddy on for free. And then on Sundays, kids ride free, which is a great way to, you know, spend time with your kid. And then on Veterans Day, we've got a bunch of specials coming up for Veterans Day, too, up to half off on some of the three-quarter day and half-day boats.
Great. And how can we get in touch with you in Channel Islands?
You can find us online, ciscos.com, C-I-S-C-O-S.
All right.
Or you can give us a call here at the landing, and that's 805-382-1612.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like you got a bang-up business going on right now.
It's so a little busy.
We'll let you get back to it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, well, Amy, real quickly, I'm serious about getting you down to Baja.
I'm ready whenever
and
you are.
I think that when the weather's not so good and Doug will give you a couple of days off, I think that would be just where you need to be.
All right. You know where to find me.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks again,
Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, there you go. And, you know, I mean, every place we've gone today has just been unbelievable. You're down in Mexico. You've been spending time down there for how long have you been down there?
Well, this is just a little over a week.
Okay.
A week, yeah. But, you know, I'll be coming back shortly. But the great thing is, Richard, is that I found out that you can be anywhere in the world and host a radio program as long as you get Richard in the studio and to take care of.
Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And I've always enjoyed producing the programs when I was not behind the mic as I am today. But this is great fun. I mean, I've heard most of these voices many, many times. And there has been the one thing about these folks is I have rarely, unless maybe there is a hurricane, some kind of weather rolling into their area, I have never heard a disparaging word about the conditions, be it the fish, be it the weather, be it the accommodations. It's always top notch. Let's do this thing now. This is the best time. Now is the best time to do it.
Well, let me comment a couple of things, Richard. First of all, if not now, when?
Exactly.
And, you know, there's always a reason to put it off because of this, because of that. But what we try and do on Fish Talk Radio is get people interested in putting down the joystick controls and instead of, living vicariously, actually get outside. You know, get camping and enjoy it. Whether anywhere that you are in the United States, I would say within 30 minutes you can put a line in the water someplace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, even when I was living back in Phoenix, there were places even closer than that. You know, you could go, and even in the middle of the summer, you could go fishing out in the desert somewhere. There was a lake, Pleasant or whatever. So, but it's a fantastic opportunity.
Whatever your budget is.
Yeah.
We can put something together. Whether, you know, you just take the family and go down to the lake or the river, or, you know, depending on different parts of the country, you might want to take a stick of dynamite and throw it on the ice.
Now, I know that we haven't spent a lot of time, because you brought it up, talking about ice fishing, but I know that you've had guests on in the past, talking about ice fishing, talking about the ways of doing this. Here we are we're still in a fall, heading into winter.
I think that's something in the next couple of months we'll be talking about.
Yeah, and they have some...
I don't want it just to sound disparaging, but do you know what ice fishing, the definition of ice fishing is, Richard?
And what is that?
Well, it's a jerk on one end of the line waiting for a jerk on the other end of the line.
Well, if you have to go out in the middle of the freezing cold and build a hut over a hole in the ice, it's a little questionable.
I think when we get into it, we find out there's a lot more to it than that, and these people take it serious.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
You know, some of these things are very quite impressive.
And at least they're getting out there.
There's a lot of stuff that we can cover, but the point is, you can always find an excuse. But is there really a reason why you can't do it? Because you never know. Like, you know, if you don't take your kids out, the next thing you know, they got their own cars and they don't want to see you anymore.
Right. exactly.
And good luck with that. You know, they want to hang out with their friends. So, but, you know, when you start kids off early and get them out fishing, they remember that for a lifetime.
Absolutely. Well, what we're going to remember is that we're coming up on a break and we're going to come back and wrap things up here on Fish Talk Radio. John Hennigan coming to us live from Mexico. I'm Richard Dugan in studio and we will be back. This is Fish Talk Radio.